All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Academy. Let's get started. Dakota, it's so late. What's she doing here tonight? I was hoping to meet someone, but I didn't expect it would be Dakota. I guess I got lucky. She's probably preparing for some study project. Hope it doesn't bother Dakota too much if I just stop by and say hello. She'll be good company for me before I head to the forest. Dakota Alston, sure as I'm alive. What a nice surprise. Good evening, Grim. Have you decided to come back for those book vibes again? Well, kind of. I'm just looking for somewhere to study. You and Elijah were toting the library as a good place to collaborate, so I wondered if I was missing something. Who knows? I might be more productive here. Honestly, I do get distracted easily in my room. Yes, your workspace greatly affects your productivity. It's hard studying in the same space you need to relax and sleep in. I always just want to lay down on my bed and take a little nap. That's why the library is the perfect place for me. Mind if I join you? No, not at all. It's a public space, not my private property, especially as I'm practically alone here. What are you up to? I'm writing an essay on necro-energy. Necro-energy? Wow, sounds fascinating. Yeah, I just want to get it done so I can breathe easy. I don't know about necro-energy, but Dakota's energy is incredible, am I right? But I know so little about her. Well, except that she likes Bronte novels and she's one of the top students at this academy. But that's not a lot. I'm still trying to figure out who she is, but we just need more time. By the way, Grim, I'm curious about something. You're best friends with Samantha, right? I'm just wondering. You two have such a charming, dynamic relationship. Well, I wouldn't call us best friends. Samantha's more like a sister to me. Wow. You sure you're not related to her? I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I should say that to Dakota. Come on, Grim, what's the big deal? Honestly, Samantha and I are bound by more than a warm friendship. We lived together under the same roof for many years. Under the same roof? You mean, you were dating? Of course not. After my mother died, her best friend took me into her family. In fact, Samantha's parents, they're my guardians. Come on, really? It was a tough childhood, and I had a strained relationship with my foster parents. I'd call it mutual lack of understanding. Samantha was the only light in that dark world. That's how it goes. I can't imagine how hard it must be for you, spending your teenage years in a house that was never really a home. It must be awful. It could definitely be better. So how's your relationship with your family? You seem like a mentally strong person. I suppose you grew up with a loving family. I had the privilege of growing up in a loving family environment. Nevertheless, fate decided against that. Since my sister died, my relationship with my parents has changed a lot. Sorry I brought it up, I didn't know about that. It's okay, you couldn't have known. For some reason, I thought such a terrible loss would bring us together. We have to deal with grief as a family, don't we? Yeah, I guess it would be the same with me, only if only my sister hadn't died because of me. Of course, it was just an accident. I didn't want her to die, but that's what happened. Oh shit, that must have broken your heart. It was really hard. Sophia and I were really close. She was adorable. Beautiful little angel with blonde curls. Everyone absolutely adored her. Her funeral. It was horrible. One night there was a terrible fire. She suffocated. In the fire in the house, I couldn't save her. It was my fault. Our parents weren't home. Only I was there. I still remember seeing her lifeless body in my father's arms. It sounds horrific. Even though I could see that she was dead, I somehow couldn't believe it. I drove my mother mad with grief. What I'm trying to say is, I wouldn't really call myself strong. I'm not, but I do my best. I'm so sorry, Dakota. I didn't want to. I feel so sad looking at her. Why did I start all this? I'm a fool. That's what I am. But that's all behind you now, right? I don't know the whole story, but you were only kids. You shouldn't take the blame and all the responsibility. It was probably an unfortunate coincidence. Yeah, that's what the police said. Look, I'm sorry if I made you sad. Believe me, I didn't mean to. That's alright, don't worry about it. Anyway, I'd better finish this scroll. I don't want to be on it all night. And what are you doing? I'm actually looking for a book to read. Maybe you can recommend one? Oh, I've got a list of good books. I can send it to you if you want. Sounds great. Alright then, I'll wait for it, but I'll probably go back to my room now. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Dakota. Thanks. Same to you. I can't get that story out of my head. It left too much of a deep impression on me. It takes a lot to survive an ordeal like that. Dakota must not only be a strong magician, but also a strong person. By the way, I realize that we don't hug when we meet, like, ever. But it would be a great habit to get into. Hugs are so relaxing. She might not be the most huggable girl in the game, guys. What am I thinking about? Hugs? I need to free Gina. It's time I went to the Mystic Forest. The portal must be open by now. It's in the middle of the night. The book's supposed to work. I'll give it a try. Come on, please work. Great, it works. Shina's already suffered enough with being held captive. It's time to set her free. Leona, I've got good news. We managed to find Gina's seal. Arthur and Jacob found the notes where she left a clue as where to find her, and I managed to get them. Grim, this is excellent news. I can barely hold the protective barrier over the three of us. I can make your job easier. Jacob sacrificed his life for the seal, and I hope it works. What are you waiting for? Hurry to Gina and set her free. Of course I will. Oh, this is bad. The tentacles are clamped even tighter around her now. Poor thing. How strange, I cannot feel her magic at all. It's as if the tentacles have sucked it all out of her. And yet Leona's been holding them back all this time. I hope it's not too late. It seems to be working. Come on, Grim, do it like Leona taught us. You have to channel the seal's energy through your heart. Ah! It's working. Oh, yes! Come on, Gina, fight this thing. I'm with you. Let her go! I did it. But it looks like Gina hasn't come to her senses yet. Hey, are you all right? She must be in shock. Gina, how do you feel? Please answer me. The darkness, it's so dense. And I saw, in the world that creature dwells in, our souls were woven together. It's completely, utterly dark. That's all in the past now. Let me help you up. The main thing is that you're free and you're safe. As safe as possible given the circumstances. It was thanks to your notes that we found the seal. All that's left to do is to help Katrina, Frida, and you. Oh, thank you. Wait, did you just get inside my head? It was easier than talking to you. It always amazes me how easy it is for you to do that. Gina, I know you've only just come to your senses, but I need your help. We were lucky to find your artifact, but as for Frida and Katrina's, I don't know where to start even. Do you have any ideas? Oh, I'm too weak to talk about that right now. Give me time to recover and let me get back to our forest. I'll try to remember if they've ever told me anything. Okay, I'll come back when you feel better. Thank you. I felt Gina's magic as soon as you activated the seal. It felt like a weight was lifted from my shoulders. I always knew I could count on you. Thank you, Leona. It wasn't easy, but we did it. But don't forget that we haven't won yet, my champion. Unfortunately, Gina and I weren't the only ones suffering at the tentacles of the Overlord. It's Frida I'm most worried about. She clearly wasn't prepared for this challenge. I don't know how long she can last if we don't hurry. Katrina isn't easily broken, but even her strength won't last long if we don't do anything. Honestly, I'm not sure how successful our mission will be. That's nonsense, Leona. There's no way we're going to let that creature win. I won't let you down. I'll find the rest of the seals, I promise. I hope you're right. I must get back to my meditation. Take care, my champion. Okay. I feel strange vibrations from this painting. I wonder who knows about it. And move, did you catch that? I'm just talking to myself. I'm all alone. So we can go in the corridor. Computer. Oh, I forgot about that. Puzzling witches. Oh. How about no? I don't think I can do this. Nope. Hold on. Can I do it? Oh, no. This is a little easier than I thought it was. I think Grim can do this. I thought it was a full-on slide puzzle. No, I'd actually like an entire game of this, please. It's nice and calm and relaxing, and you got waifus that you put together. If they can make a game of this, I'm down, but I don't think I'm going to win. Because I was like, oh, it's a slide puzzle. No, it's not. Can I do it? Nope, I fucked up too much. Almost had it. Oh, well. Wow, there's a lot of levels. So, you know what? I will show you that this exists, but you need to play it on your own, because I'm not going to go through 21 levels of puzzling witches. Just realize that you can play this as a mini game, and I don't know what the hell it would unlock or do. Maybe I'll just do one more so I can show you guys. Start. All it's going to do is go faster and faster and be more of a hassle. I mean, they might even have boards where it doesn't go to color when you do it right, which would suck, but... Alright, so what did I win? Nothing? This is actually kind of a cool bonus, because people sell these games on Steam as like just regular games, and now you have it as part of a much bigger game. Like, they'll sell it for $3 or something, but you're getting a full game and a game within a game. So there you go. I mean, I think they're AI generations, but I literally don't give a shit. They, you know, they're big booby. I mean, I don't have an issue with it. It's fun. I mean, they basically coded it themselves or used some engine to code it. That's cool. You can make games within games. But, of course, Dr. Pink Cake showed us that. And other devs. I'm not just going to say it's him. I'm not giving him all the credit. All right. So, that's all we need to do from the computer. But that is cool. I like that we can do that. So, let's go look at our phone. All right. So, here's the... Lustigrams. Okay, my alma mater was books, a good library. Remember how my mother brought me to my first library when I was 5 years old? The magic world of books changed my whole life completely. Wow, you've never told me that before. That's a lovely story. Flirty. I don't have a library card, but do you mind if I check you out? Hey! Ah! There's no doubt that we live a fast-paced life. The majority of us so proudly call ourselves busy people. Surely study and work are important. However, I do believe that family is more important. I'm glad I had a chance to go home and see my family. It's definitely the only place where I can relax my mind and body. I miss this and you so much. Me too. I'm sure your family's better because you're part of it. Thank you, dear. I think I literally fucking sent Audrey off, which sucked because that was the one I was interested in. But, if Grimm takes the goth girl in every game, there's really no fun for you guys, right? Of course you're gonna go for the goth girl. Yeah, so I had to do something different, and I accidentally sent her ass away, so she probably won't be coming back to the game. Racks my mind and body. Listening to Dawn and Ashley yelling at each other? Utterly impossible. Not here, Grimm. Don't wash this dirty linen in public. Talking about dirty laundry. Just another way to say it. In Europe. Heads up, I hate my outfit and this party is fucking terrible. Samantha, you can never make me to dress like a damn white pigeon again. Are you kidding me? You look just great. If only I could wipe the sour look off your face. Whoa, what? You guys were all hanging out and you didn't even invite me? a weird gem stuck to my back. Yeah. That's kind of bizarre. I haven't been around any kind of weird gems lately. Huh. Okay, well, we'll just... Back to the game. Whoa, what? You guys were all hanging out? You didn't even invite me? That's something devilish about you, but when you're dressed as an angel, it hits different. Even this angel's costume can't hide a devilish glint in your eyes. Let's try that again. Had a great time. Oh, you can change it. I always feel sexy and desired, even while cleaning. That's not too easy to get in touch with your feminine side, but you feel like a different person after it. That's my woman. I know there's a lot I can learn from you. I'm here for you, dear. Mom, do you think it's a little bit too much for Lustagram when everybody can see your posts? Seems that Dawn is very lucky. That's probably pushing it a little too far. And Haley. Thanks, Lily, for doing this beautiful makeup. She's a great makeup artist, that's for sure. I can hardly recognize myself in the mirror, and it feels really strange. Do I look better? Oh my, I love you both, old sweetie Haley and Haley. Femme fatale. I guess there's two versions. Thanks, sweetheart. With this makeup, you look older, but you're still beautiful. I do like that makeup. That's great that you helped Lily to develop as a makeup artist, but what do you think about helping me to improve my body painting skills? You can be my model. I'll think about it. I like that one. 3-time champion. P.S. Sorry, Elijah, but you have much to learn. I'm dying for a rematch. We'll see. I thought you were only good at coffee. Hey! Adele. Oh, only look at these kittens. Which one would you choose? This kiddo comes here every day. I think we're friends now. I always wanted to get a cat, so... Oh. Some people believe that cats can feel the good in people's hearts. If she approached you, that says a lot. It's 10 p.m. Sam and I spontaneously decided to go out for a costume party, and this is the only outfit she found for me. Shit, I just want to get drunk tonight. These wings together with your tattoos, wow. Thank you, sis. What's happened to your face? If I were you, I wouldn't show this photo to anyone. A little longer and I'll block you. Well, that might not be the one to write, then. Life is such an adventure. I envy you sometimes. She don't like that either. But she doesn't hate the other one. I've never put out such photos in Lustagram, but I really like this one. Hope you don't mind. We hope to see more photos like that. You're a real beauty, Haley. Hey, we're all four. You're as delicate as a little flower. The only thing dividing our eyes and your beautiful body is the towel. Just the mere thought of that is a turn-on. We'll talk about it later, in private. Ooh, that's a nice one from Adele there. Every Friday night, Dawn and I go to a fancy restaurant and enjoy the night at the Chic Hotel, then just for a change of scenery. Sometimes it can be hard to keep a romance alive in a relationship, but it's truly worth it. I don't want to know anything about that. Come on, you're a grown woman already. It makes no difference. It seems really difficult to be in a relationship with one person for many years and be romantic all the time. Elegance involves the right combinations of distinction, repose, care, and simplicity. Beyond this, believe me, there is no grace, only a charade. Christian Dior. If you're a goddess and I'm a demon, hee hee hee. You're simply fucking gorgeous in that dress. It's breathtaking. I hate that. I wonder what you'd say if I were without it. Okay. Oh, there's more. The season for hats, scarves, and sweaters, finally. My favorite time of year. You're adorable in the winter hat. Thanks. Naomi. I need some time by myself to sort all things out. Just leave me alone, okay? But we're here for you, sweetie, if you need us. Well, if you insist. Give anything to join you and take a nice hot bath together. Sounds not that bad. I love potions. Let's just say I love my job, but I know what it feels like to be completely exhausted. We've all been there. I know exactly how you feel. You were sleeping so peacefully, we didn't wake you up. Sorry. Just remember that sleep is very important for the recovery of your body. Yeah. There's a lot here. Life is just a party, so come as you are. That was a blast, an amazing vibe. Thank you for everything. Everything looks insanely cool in this party. I wish I were at it. Or this photo, rather. Never celebrated Christmas with my friends, and voila, dreams do come true. You lit up like a Christmas tree. I enjoyed it too. We had so much fun together. See, I haven't seen some of these photos, guys, so just going back through them. Found this prom photo in my album, and only look at this little girl. Great changes have taken place, but there is still a gentle kid living inside me. See, I've noticed that the word only is replacing would you, or get a look at, or get a load of, something like that. But she's trying to say, I found this prom photo in my album, and would you look at this little girl? Great changes have taken place. But it says here, and European, they pronounce it as only. Only look at these kids, these cats. Only look at this girl. Only look. You know, it's a different way of speaking. I get it, and I think it's kind of interesting, the differences between languages. You're still the same sweet little girl for us. To us, should be. We love you so much. You barely changed, hee-hee. Do you really think so? You're too good to be true, babe. You look absolutely radiant as ever. I do my best, thank you. Ooh, that's a nice one. On the bottom. I found this new cafe, didn't expect anything special, but wow, here I am, drinking my best ginger tea. That's my favorite place. Aki can even call me a regular. Thanks for the tip, we can go there together. What do you think? Sure, baby. Be happy to join you and Lily, so you can DM me next time you go there. Sorry, this is supposed to be an all-girls party. Molly, my first photo session, and look at this. Would you look at this? Seems that I can be successful not only in business. Does anybody have contacts with modeling agencies? It's breathtaking, Molly. You should think about modeling, at least as a hobby. Sad, but I don't have any contacts. This is one of the pictures she wanted to show us, but they wouldn't actually let us see, except for that one where she was in the lingerie. Whoa, that's very sensual. Your body language is really something. Music is one of... I think we might have actually seen this one before. But you guys got to keep in mind, I flew through the original game to get back to where we're at. So I probably didn't interact with a lot of these posts. Anyway, we still got some time for the original game. So we're going to bring you another couple minutes of that. Is it morning already? Damn, with all these trips to the Mystic Forest, I'm not getting enough sleep. And the sad thing is, I need to get there again today. Okay, what's the point of whining? Gina's willing to help, and that's all that matters. Author asked me to not go into detail on this subject with anyone till I free the foundresses. I'd rather not cause unnecessary panic among the other students. There's still all day to go. Time to get up and wash up. But the living room is somehow deserted. Has everyone gone to class already? Am I the only one who likes to sleep in? Samantha? Strange. She's usually done with her morning routine long before I wake up. Oh, it's a nice view, but I might as well say hello. Morning, Samantha. Whoa, Grim. To be honest, I didn't expect anyone to come in. I'm sorry, but the door was open and I... Oh, it might sound silly, but for some strange reason I thought that everyone was still sleeping this early in the morning. Sorry for that. Wait, did she just apologize to me? For what? For giving me such a wonderful opportunity to admire her beautiful body? You don't have anything to be sorry about. I'm the one who should apologize. Anyway, I just wanted to wash my face. Am I disturbing you? I hope I'm not spoiling her morning magic, I don't really mind. I'm nearly done with the shower. Could you please give me a towel and my clothes? Sure, here they are. I just hate going out of the hot shower and looking for my clothes. Feeling the cold drops of water dripping all over me. Maybe I should even call myself lucky that you showed up here just in time. Thank you. Anytime, babe. Oh god, I feel so sleepy even after taking a shower. I'm finding it harder and harder to wake up early every day. Did you sleep well? The answer is yes, and that's the problem, even more than I need. I had a really odd dream, by the way. I'm a bit envious of you, Samantha. I hardly ever dream. Can you recall what you were dreaming about? Funny, because you were there, and Dan, he was there too. We sat together in the main hall and listened to Arthur's speech. At that moment, Dan abruptly stood up and began shouting at the top of his lungs that he was going to take you and me out of the academy. What? That's not even all. In my dream, he was like a badass magician. He started casting some spells. That's absolutely crazy. And how did it end? Unfortunately, I don't remember much. Arthur grabbed my shoulder and started shaking me. Then I woke up. I don't even know what to say. What do you think it means? I'm probably just too worried about the upcoming tournament. That could be why my brain's giving me these weird dreams. There's no other explanation. The first round is just around the corner. It's time to start practicing spells. And it is really strange that there was no meeting for the finalists. It's not even remotely clear what's waiting for us in the first round. Doesn't it bother you? Although I have no idea what's going on in your head. Considering how easily you made the decision to participate in the tournament. Aha, that's right. No risk, no reward. Anyway, I'm not exactly sure what we should do next. It seems like we just have to wait, doesn't it? Yeah, and it's particularly excruciating. Okay, I've got a few more chapters to read before class. Sure, sure. But it's nice to see you at the start of my day, Oh, and could you please meet me in the evening? It's important. Well, sure. Where do you want me to meet you? Well, not here in the bathroom, but here in the dorm. You got it. Have a good class, sweetie. Good morning, class. Today we will be making a very specific potion. And I'd like to ask for a volunteer to help me. Any volunteers? Ahem. Really? Is nobody gonna do it? Grim, maybe you can help me. Since everyone else is so passive today and you're the best student in my class, think of it all as the price for fame, love, and recognition. It's just a joke. Anyway, I'm always happy to help you, miss. Plus, some things need practice to learn, right? Might as well get some. I like your approach. Come over to the table with the cauldron. And the topic of today's class is curative potions. Grim, can you please grind the Icelandic Sitaria to a soft gruel? The most important thing is that there's not a single lump left. Sure thing, miss. Curative potions in general are able to restore certain processes in the body. A distinctive trait of curative potions is that if they are brewed incorrectly, then they could send you into a deep slumber. Well, how's it going, Grim? It's already boiling, so we need to mix in the first ingredients. I'm almost finished. Just one more minute. Okay, I'll continue. An improperly prepared curative potion might still act as an antidote. It could even still save your life. However, its ability to immerse you in therapeutic sleep will be overwhelmingly strong. Much stronger than what a properly brewed potion can do. That's why you need to be especially careful while preparing curative potions. And remember, do not break the sequence and perform steps out of order. It's incredibly dangerous. The main ingredient of the best curative potions is dried ammonite beans. Their medicinal properties are legendary. That brother eating beans! I remember that. But to prepare a curative potion correctly, You need attention, focus, and complete clarity of action. You can't just stick beans in the cauldron. According to the recipe, it is necessary to hold the beans over the stem to make them just a little swollen. Mixing with the essence of the beans, our half-finished potion will slightly turn pink. Only after that can you put the beans in the cauldron. It may seem like a small thing, but without the proper steps, you will never get the perfect potion. Here you go, Grim. By the way, it was the curative potions that became the basis of the potion as a science. It was exactly the need for curing that was the cause of all potion research and mastery. So today, we just studied the very beginning of the beginning of the craft. Wow. Isn't it great? In the meantime, as you can see, the potion has taken on an amber hue that tells us the Grim has perfectly stretched the Icelandic Citraria and added the ammonite beans to at the perfect moment when they have been properly softened. You can distinguish a good basis for a curative potion by smell. They usually have a slightly bitter smell because of the ammonite beans. At the same time, milk of Icelandic Citraria adds a light sweetness. This bittersweet smell is difficult to confuse with anything. And this brew just smells perfect, Grim. Thank you, miss. It's been a long time since I've seen such perfectly prepared foundation for a curative potion. Well, it's certainly to the credit of you following my instructions very carefully. But your instincts have also played an important role here. Okay, take your seat, please. The rest of you, I really wish you were more active in my class. I want you to participate. Grim cannot take responsibility for all of you. I believe that every student has a gift for potions, but it's impossible to discover your potential without constant practice. Okay, let's continue. Depending on the particular sickness or poison, the curative potions are filled with different ingredients. Today we're going to make a potion specifically for toothaches. Those suck. It's one of the simplest and most basic curative potions. Let me remind you that the ammonite beans and the strongest curative potions help to put the person into therapeutic sleep during which the other curative effects take place. By the way, ammonite beans are very valuable and it's quite difficult to get them. This potion is on our curriculum under the theme, curative potions. However, using the beans as a training material can be quite problematic. Anyway, if Icelandic Citraria is responsible for relieving pain in general, you may remember that we also added this ingredient to the Lesser Heal potion, right? At the same time, the bouncing berries in combination with all the other ingredients turn into a wonderful remedy for toothaches, even the most terrible and raging ones. So we add the bouncing berries, keep that at a simmer, not to boil for more than 20 minutes, after which we get a toothache treatment potion. And this is what a toothache treatment potion looks like. By the way, if you have a toothache, you can always ask for this potion. In Svetlana's medical office or in my classroom. Alright, students, it's time to turn off the heat. Great job, everyone. Class is dismissed. Have a nice day. Seems like it's getting dark outside. Oh, that's right. I completely forgot. I promised Samantha that I'd meet her at our dorm this evening. I don't want to keep her waiting, so I have to hurry. All right. And that's where we're going to end it for now, guys. Don't worry. More Less Theory coming at you next week. I'm out. See you next time.